Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, now you're good.
I was mesmerized there. That's Rico with Ricky Baker on guitar. Thanks for joining us, you guys.
Thank you.
And you've got Ricky has a birthday dance party at 9 o'clock January 29th at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
So how long, I've seen you guys, but how long has the band been together? How'd you put the band together?
The band's been together about 20, 25 years.
That long?
Yeah. Jesse and Jaime have been with us for, you know, from the inception. And it started at Wise Fools Pub over there on
Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, that's where I ran into our conguero, Jose Rendon, who's not here today. But that was the beginning.
And what type of music? I mean, I know it's Santana bass, but you have a lot of stuff in your songbook and stuff. You play Stevie Wonder, Bob Marley, you do originals. Tell us about your songbook.
Well, we just try to gravitate to whatever moves us, and it starts with the rhythm first. I mean, all the music we play is basically African music, and the core of our sound is Afro-Cuban rhythms, we just mix that with funk, jazz, rock, hip hop, whatever.
Okay, we got a break for the news. And then we're going to come back with a little more music and a lot more conversation. So
right.
don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
Thank you.
soy yo, amigo.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. That's Rico with Ricky Baker. And that is Gitano. And when Ricky gets to the mic, we'll talk about that song. Dan Long, it's like a little progressive radio station in the 1960s and 70s here.
That's nighttime radio.
That was very good. Tell us the backstory of that song, Ricky.
Oh, that was written by legendary conguero Armando Peraza. He's a Cuban percussionist who made his way to New York in the 50s, and I think he played with George Shearing. And later on, he would go on to play with a number of people, but he ended up with about 20-plus years with Santana, and he wrote this song. And it has great energy, and we love the song, and we put our own little spin on it.
And will you be playing that at Fitzgerald's?
Oh, for sure.
And that's at 9 o'clock on the 29th at Fitzgerald's
right.
in Berwyn. Do you play? You play all over. I mean, you all kinds of gigs. I mean, I saw you do Taste of Polonia. I mean, where all do you play? Is it regional?
We've been everywhere: Canada, Mexico, States. So if the shoe fits, we'll wear it.
And you do original material?
Oh, yes.
And who writes that? How does that come together?
Well, everybody puts their little thing on it. They're experts in their particular instruments, and we put it together. I come up with some ideas, and we put it together, and it's a Rico thing.
And your latest CD is available at ricojams.com?
That's correct.
Tell us what's on that.
It's a conglomeration of a lot of things that we love, from hip hop to, Afro-Cuban things and some funk things, some rock things. It's just it's a mix for the world. It's for everyone. We try to invite everyone to the party, and we don't want to exclude anyone. And I think that, our music is sort of how I view things in the world and in life. One is people together trying to help one another. If we all could just do our part, this world would be a better place.
You're a teacher at Oak Park River Forest High?
Yes, that's right.
And what do you teach?
I teach physical education, and I've been teaching that for a minute. I just thought that was my natural calling. If I were to walk through past a park, I have found myself going over and organizing and teaching youngsters skills to improve their skills in their whatever particular games they're playing. That's just a natural thing, and. So as I was in college and I had this business major, and I was thinking, is this what I really want to do? And, music and sports, those are my passions. And so I gravitate to the things that I really love doing.
Now, I knew a little bit about the band, but I didn't know this till we were doing the load-in tonight. I'm fascinated. This is in my wheelhouse. You do have a baseball career. Tell me about your background in baseball.
I played pro ball for like 6 years, and I got drafted by Cleveland Indians out of San Francisco State University, and I spent about four years with them, and then I came over to the Cubs for a couple of years, and I got traded from the Cubs to the San Diego Padres, and there was this deal that was supposed to be going down, from my understanding, and it didn't come out as it was supposed to, and I elected to walk out and go back and finish up school, and they put me on a suspension list, And so I couldn't go anywhere. I mean, they basically held me hostage for
what team was that?
San Diego.
It was San Diego. Yeah.
So I just went to school year round for a couple of years and finished up.
Well, the reason I asked that is you were an outfielder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about some of the Cubs you played with in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the outfielders. Did you know Thad Bosley well?
Yeah, very well.
Well, because I just talked to Thad earlier this year for a project I'm working on. But the reason I'm bringing him up is music. Did you guys talk about music? I mean,
Yeah. We talked about music, and we exchanged some music when we were in spring training. Thad and I... We were talking about a lot of different things that were happening at that time, weather report and stuff like that. And we always had that. And we had, of course, our thing with baseball. But, yeah, music. There were several guys that I shared a lot of talk with music. And Thad was one of those guys.
It's funny. I mean, I don't have my Thad Bosley notes with me. I talked to him this summer, but I think he said he grew up in a military base in Southern California. But his point was he had his ears open to all kinds of music.
Right.
You know, he said he'd come to the Cubs and he liked America. You know, he liked Stevie Wonder, but he also liked, you know, like what they call yacht rock now and stuff like that. Yeah. So my question to you is how important is it to keep your influences open to, you know, all kinds of stuff?
I think that's the way that you really grow as an individual. You cannot be closed-minded to anything that's out there. You have to be open. You have to be like a sponge, and that helps with the writing process. I mean, there are many things that I am really that I really appreciate and that really excite me. And I just listen to everything. And I'm hanging out with my son. I'm listening to what he's listening to. And so, I'm turning him on to some things. So it's a great, it's just great. Music is a thing that connects people. And I will always be a student and a listener of music.
So the band's 20, 25 years old, you said.
Uh-huh.
Musically, how has the band evolved since it started? What twists and turns has it made?
We've had the nucleus of the band is, you know, we have four members that have been with us from the inception, and we've had, you know, Ray Roque.
Tell us who's in the studio right now.
Ray,
what they're playing.
Ray Roque plays the drums, and he's the newest member of the band. He's been with us for about 4 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jesse Tobias, he's on the bass, and he's been with us from the beginning. And Jaime Claudio, a timbalero and conguero, he's been with us from inception. So myself, of course, we've been doing this for a minute. The people who are not here today are Jose Rendon, he's a conguero, Devin Thompson, lead vocalist, and Ben Lewis, keyboardist, and all of these guys are exceptional musicians, and it's a pleasure to share the stage with them.
It's a multi-ethnic group. Do you draw multi-ethnic audiences, and how important is that? You were just talking about, you know, getting a message through music, but how important is it to especially in the Chicago area, to have diverse audiences?
I think that it's extremely important. I think we are the world. When you look at our band it's like the world, you know.
Yeah.
We have all these different people coming together to play this music. And when you come out to see Rico, it's the same thing. We can play anywhere. You can find us in any neighborhood, and everybody will feel at home. And so we hang our hat on that, and we're proud of that. And I always want to be like that from the beginning. And that's because we're open to everything, and we play everything. So when people come out, no matter who they are, they're going to stay, because we're going to be providing them with something that interests them. And it's feel-good, positive music.
And what will happen at 9 o'clock on the 29th? It's a birthday party. It's a dance party. Tell everybody how many pieces will be in the band at Fitzgerald's.
We'll have 7 pieces, and we're inviting everyone out, especially all Aquarians, come out and celebrate with me and the band. And, you know, Fitzgerald is like our home.
Yeah, it is.
It's our home base. And so it's always a great time there. It's great energy. It's a great party. And you got to be in it to understand it.
You kind of play there every January, don't you?
Yeah, I play there every January.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break for some spots, and will you play us off with a short song after that?
Sure.
Okay, don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Wow, welcome back to the Nocturnal Journal with Rico live at the Allstate Showcase Studio. That was nice. That song really doesn't need an introduction. It's Santana. That'll be, I'm sure, part of the set at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, 6615 West Roosevelt Road at 9 p.m. January 29th. It's the annual birthday show and dance party, right, Mr. Baker?
That's correct.
It'll be a fun time. I've been to that. My only problem is I drink a little too much tequila. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's not a bad thing.
So you got anything else? I want to plug the website again. You got any other gigs coming up? People can find your product at ricojams.com.
Yes, you can go on the website and you could order, you know, the songs and any merchandise that we have in stock. It's on the web. So we appreciate everyone's support throughout the years. And, you know, we just want to make people happy. We want to bring people together. That's what we want to do. We just want to put out a lot of positive energy. This world needs positive energy. And that's our mission.
And you're doing that. You know, I mean, you always learn something on this show. That's why I like our listeners. That's why I like doing the show. I didn't know you guys started at Wise Fools Pub. That's a good track record. That's a good place for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you again for bringing everybody in and all the gear and stuff. It was fun to meet you, learn about baseball and Rico. How'd the band get its name?
Well, the band really, you know, in Chicago and the name comes from the band that it started in high school way back when. And it just as I got out of baseball, I just reemerged here.
Yeah.
You know, so it has been with me from high school days.